EU Pay Transparency Directive. Update: Legislative progress in Spain and Portugal. The EU Pay Transparency Directive, Directive/EU 2023-970, which required transposition into national law by 7th June 2026, continues to drive legislative activity across EU member states. Despite summer usually being quiet across Europe, both Spain and Portugal have published draft legislation in August. Quick Hits Spain published its draft Royal Decree on 4 August 2026, and Portugal published its draft proposal on 5 August 2026. Consultation for both drafts closed recently, 24 August for Spain and 25 August for Portugal. Further legislation is expected to provide greater clarity on unaddressed provisions. Despite being published within days of each other, the approaches taken by the two governments vary considerably. Both drafts have been open for relatively short consultation periods. However, that is not to say that they do not offer a helpful insight into how the respective governments plan to transpose the directive. Pre-employment obligations. As the legislation currently stands, Spain has not yet addressed starting pay or pay range disclosure at the recruitment stage. This is deliberate and is likely to be the subject of a further consultation and/or draft legislation in due course. Conversely, Portugal has been clear that applicants must receive their pay or pay range based on objective gender-neutral criteria before the employment contract is entered into, closely aligning with the directive. Transparency obligations. During employment and the right to request information. Proactive disclosure of pay criteria. All employers in Spain must provide their staff, in a comprehensible and easily accessible manner, with information on the criteria used to determine pay and the pay levels applicable to different jobs or professional categories. Those criteria must be objective and gender neutral. Employers with 50 or more workers must additionally provide information on the criteria for pay progression. This information must be kept up to date and be made available to workers whenever the criteria are amended. In Portugal, employers must display in customary locations or on their intranet the criteria used to determine pay, pay levels, and pay progression. Companies with fewer than 50 employees are exempt from the obligation regarding pay progression information. Both countries, therefore, require proactive disclosure of pay criteria and levels without the need for an employee request. Right to request individual pay. Information in both Spain and Portugal, workers may request pay information once per year, and can expect a response within 2 months of receipt of the request. In Spain, workers have the right to receive written information on their individual pay and the average pay, expressed in annual and hourly terms, and broken down by sex for workers performing equal work or work of equal value. In Portugal, employees may also receive both individual and average pay level information, broken down by sex for comparable groups. The channels through which right to information requests are made also vary. In Spain, employees may request such information directly through workers' representatives where present or through the Women's Institute. While the first two options remain available for employees in Portugal, they may also bring requests through the Commission for Equality in Labor and Employment, CITE. Pay register and pay audit. Spain. Under the existing, now amended, Royal Decree 902/2020, all employers in Spain, regardless of size, must maintain a pay register showing the arithmetic, mean and median pay, broken down by sex, by each pay component, and by professional classification. Where the arithmetic mean or median of the total pay of one sex exceeds the other by 25%, the register must include a written justification. This is a separate and distinct threshold from the directive's 5% trigger if an employer meets the employee threshold for gender pay gap reporting. See below. Spain also requires mandatory pay audits for employers with 50 or more workers. These audits must include job evaluation, identification and analysis of pay differences using at least 3 years of historical data, and preparation of an action plan to remedy any unjustified pay inequality with a maximum implementation deadline of 6 months. Ultimately, Spain is more prescriptive regarding job evaluation. The legislation details specific soft skills and factors to be considered by employers, including hardship, dexterity, thoroughness, isolation, financial responsibility, responsibility for the well-being of others, versatility, interpersonal skills, care skills, conflict resolution skills, and organizational skills. Conversely, Portugal's legislation aligns closely with the directive's broader language, which assesses 4 key factors: responsibility, effort, skills, and working conditions. Gender pay gap reporting. Both countries will require employers with 50 or more workers to report on the gender pay gap, a much lower threshold than the directive requires. Pursuant to the directive, employers with 250 or more workers must report annually, and those with between 50 and 249 workers must report every 3 years. The first reports are due by 7 June 2027 for employers with 150 or more workers, and by 7 June 2031 for employers with between 50 and 149 workers. In Spain, reports are submitted to the newly established Commission for Monitoring Pay Transparency, an interministerial tripartite body that will publish data in an easily accessible format and retain it for at least 4 years. In Portugal, reports are submitted to the designated Data Processing Authority, which will similarly publish data and keep it accessible for at least 4 years. Enforcement of unjustified pay gaps. Portugal has adopted a more active enforcement model than the directive requires. Where an unjustified pay gap of 5% or more persists within a category of worker, the Labor Inspectorate notifies the employer to submit a joint pay assessment involving employee representatives within 45 days, with corrective measures to be implemented within 90 days. Pay differences that the employer fails to justify are presumed to be discriminatory. In Spain, unjustified pay gaps are addressed through the pay audit framework. Where inequality is identified, the employer must prepare an action plan with a maximum 6-month remedy deadline. The Commission for Monitoring Pay, Transparency, collects and analyses the data, but it does not directly initiate enforcement in the manner of Portugal's Labor Inspectorate. Additionally, Spain retains its unique 25% register justification threshold for the arithmetic mean or median total pay gap between the sexes, sitting alongside the directive's 5% reporting trigger. The Portuguese legislation aligns solely with the directive's 5% joint pay assessment trigger. Sanctions. Portugal's draft legislation provides tiered sanctions for non-compliance, very serious, or minor, depending on the obligation breached. For repeated infringement, ancillary sanctions include withdrawal of tax and financial incentives, loss of public benefits, disqualification from public procurement for up to 2 years, and mandatory training. Spain's draft relies on its existing labor inspection and sanctions framework and does not introduce any new specific penalties. Current status and next steps. Neither piece of legislation has a confirmed implementation date, as both are subject to the parliamentary process. Following the closure of the consultation periods, there may be more changes and, one hopes, more clarity on timing. Information and updates on the progress of the directive's implementation across the European Union can be found using the Ogletree Deakins EU Pay Transparency Directive. Member State Implementation Tracker. Ogletree Deakins London Office, Cross Border Practice Group, Pay Equity Practice Group, and Workforce Analytics and Compliance Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will provide updates on the Cross Border, Pay Equity, and Workforce Analytics and Compliance blogs as additional information becomes available. Daniela McGuigan is a partner in the London office of Ogletree Deakins and co-chair of the firm's Pay Equity Practice Group. Mai Berry, a paralegal in Ogletree Deakins' London office, contributed to this article. Follow and subscribe LinkedIn and Instagram. Webinars. Podcasts.